Chapter 8, Quadrilaterals, Module 3. Children, here we will be learning midpoint theorem and its proof, converse of midpoint theorem and its proof, as well as we will be solving the problems from exercise 8.2 using midpoint theorem. Midpoint theorem. The line segment joining the midpoints of two sides of a triangle is parallel to the third side and half of the third side. Now children, we are going to prove this. Given triangle ABC in which line segment EF joins the midpoints E and F of AB and AC respectively. To prove, EF is parallel to BC and EF is equal to half of BC. Construction. Through point C, we will draw CX parallel to AB and extend EF to intersect CX at point D. So this is the construction we are doing for proving midpoint theorem. So what have we done, children? We are drawing a line through point C parallel to AB and we are extending EF to meet CX at point D. Proof. In triangle AFE and triangle CFD, angle AFE is equal to angle CFD. Vertically opposite angles are equal. AF is equal to CF. Why, children? Because F is the midpoint of AC. Angle FAE is equal to angle FCD. They are alternate interior angles. So therefore, they are equal. Therefore, triangle AFE is congruent to triangle CFD by ASA congruent rule. So if the triangles are congruent, we get EF is equal to DF. CPCT, we mark it as statement 1. AE is equal to CD. CPCT, we mark it as statement 2. So we are getting two statements because of the triangles being congruent. So EF is equal to DF and AE is equal to CD. But AE is equal to BE because E is the midpoint of AB. It is given to us. So from 2 and 3, we get BE is equal to CD and BE is parallel to CD by construction. So therefore, in quadrilateral BCDE, one pair of opposite sides is equal and parallel. Therefore, quadrilateral BCDE is a parallelogram. And if it is a parallelogram, ED is parallel to BC. That is, EF is parallel to BC. Because we have already proved that the quadrilateral is a parallelogram, therefore, opposite sides of the parallelogram are parallel. Therefore, we get EF parallel to BC. One part of the midpoint theorem has been proved. We have proved that the line segment joining the midpoints is parallel to the third side. Now next we will take ED equal to BC, opposite sides of a parallelogram. EF is equal to DF is equal to half of ED. Why? Because F is the midpoint. We have already proved here that EF is, in statement 1, we have given that EF is equal to DF. Therefore, F is the midpoint of ED. So, we can write EF equal to DF equal to half of ED. So, therefore, EF is equal to half of BC. Why? Because in statement 4, we have got ED is equal to BC as they are the opposite sides of the parallelogram. So, therefore, we have proved the second part of the midpoint theorem, that the line segment joining the midpoint is half the third side. Converse of midpoint theorem. The statement goes like this. The line drawn through the midpoint of one side of a triangle parallel to another side bisects the third side. That is the statement. So we have to prove this, children. So what is given to us? Triangle ABC, in which E is the midpoint of AB, a line L through point E parallel to BC intersects AC at F. To prove F is the midpoint of AC, that is AF is equal to CF. Construction: through point C, we will draw CX parallel to AB, intersecting line L at point D. Proof: ED is parallel to BC, that is given to us. BE is parallel to CD by construction. Therefore, quadrilateral EBCD is a parallelogram. Because both the pairs of opposite sides of the quadrilateral are parallel, therefore, this is a parallelogram. So, if this is a parallelogram, opposite sides will be of equal length. So, therefore, we get BE is equal to CD, opposite sides of parallelogram. BE is equal to AE. That is given to us because E is the midpoint of AB. So, BE equal to CD, BE equal to AE. From these two statements, we get AE is equal to CD. We mark it as statement 3. Now, we will take the two triangles, triangle AFE and triangle CFD. By alternate interior angles property, angle AEF is equal to angle CDF and angle FAE is equal to angle FCD. AE is equal to CD. We have already proved it in statement 3. Therefore, triangle AFE is congruent to triangle CFD by ASA rule. Therefore, AF is equal to CF CPCT. Therefore, F is the midpoint of AC. Exercise 8.2, question number 1. ABCD is a quadrilateral in which P, Q, R and S are midpoints of the sides AB, BC, CD and DA as shown in the figure. AC is a diagonal. Show that SR is parallel to AC and SR is equal to half AC. Second one, PQ is equal to SR, and third, PQRS is a parallelogram. Now, in triangle ADC, from the figure, you have to see the figure. In triangle ADC, S and R are the midpoints of AD and CD, that is given to us. So, by midpoint theorem, we get SR is parallel to AC and SR is equal to half AC. Mark it as 1. We know that midpoint theorem states that whenever you join the midpoints of two sides of a triangle, that line segment will be parallel to the third side and it will be half of the third side. So, by that, we get SR is parallel to AC and SR is equal to half of AC. Mark it as 1. In triangle BAC, P and Q are the midpoints of BA and BC. By midpoint theorem again, we get PQ parallel to AC and PQ is equal to half of AC. Mark it as statement 2. From 1 and 2, we get PQ is equal to SR. Things equal to the same thing are equal to one another. And another statement what we get is PQ parallel to SR. Lines parallel to the same line are parallel to each other. So mark it as 3. So from statement 3, we have quadrilateral PQRS with one pair of opposite side parallel and equal. Therefore, quadrilateral PQRS is a parallelogram. Question 2. Exercise 8.2. ABCD is a rhombus and P, Q, R and S are the midpoints of the sides AB, BC, CD and DA respectively. Show that the quadrilateral PQRS is a rectangle. Now in triangle ADC, S and R are the midpoints of AD and DC. So therefore by applying midpoint theorem, we get SR is parallel to AC and SR is equal to half of AC. Mark it as statement 1. In triangle BAC, P and Q are the midpoints of BA and BC. By midpoint theorem we get PQ parallel AC and PQ is equal to half of AC. Statement 2. From both the statements 1 and 2 we get PQ is equal to SR and PQ is parallel to SR. Therefore, we have quadrilateral PQRS with one pair of opposite sides parallel and equal. Therefore, quadrilateral PQRS is a parallelogram. Mark it as statement 4. We take triangle ABD now. In that, P and S are the midpoints of AB and AD. Again, by applying midpoint theorem, we get PS is parallel to BD and PS is equal to half of BD. From the second statement and the fifth statement, we have the small quadrilateral which is formed inside this rhombus, PYOX is a parallelogram because we got PY parallel to XO and PX parallel to YO. So therefore, this quadrilateral PYOX is a parallelogram. Angle AOB is 90 degree. Why? Because in rhombus, the diagonals are perpendicular bisectors of each other. So therefore, angle AOB is equal to 90 degree. So angle AOB can be written as angle YOX from the figure. So angle YOX is equal to angle XPY equal to 90 degree because they are the opposite angles of the parallelogram PYOX. Therefore, we get that quadrilateral PQRS is a parallelogram with one angle 90 degree, and that is the definition of a rectangle. Therefore, quadrilateral PQRS is a rectangle. Question 4. ABCD is a trapezium in which AB parallel DC, BD is a diagonal and E is the midpoint of AD. A line is drawn through E parallel to AB intersecting BC at F. Show that F is the midpoint of BC. Now children, ABCD is a trapezium. It is given to us. Therefore, AB is parallel to DC. we can mark it as statement 1. E is the midpoint of AD. Therefore, by converse of midpoint theorem. Now, what is converse of midpoint theorem? When a line is drawn through the midpoint of one side of the triangle parallel to the another side, it will meet the third side at its midpoint. So, this is converse of midpoint theorem. So, here we are drawing a line through the midpoint E of side AD parallel to AB. So, therefore, it will intersect the side BD at its midpoint and let that point be G. Therefore, we get G is the midpoint of BD. We mark it as statement 2. AB is parallel to EF given to us. Therefore, from 1 and 3, we get EF is parallel to DC. G is the midpoint of BD. Therefore, by applying converse of midpoint theorem in triangle BDC, we get F as the midpoint of BC. Question 5. In a parallelogram ABCD, E and F are the midpoints of sides AB and CD respectively. Show that the line segments AF and EC trisect the diagonal BD. Now the proof goes like this. In parallelogram ABCD, AB is parallel to CD, opposite sides of a parallelogram. That is, AE parallel to FC. We mark it as statement 1. E and F are the midpoints of sides AB and CD respectively. That is given to us. And we know that AB is equal to CD. Therefore, half of AB will be equal to half of CD. What is half of AB? AE. And what is half of CD? FC. So therefore, we get AE equal to FC. Mark it as statement 2. From 1 and 2, we have in quadrilateral AECF, one pair of opposite sides are equal and parallel. That is, AE is parallel to FC and AE is equal to FC. Therefore, quadrilateral AECF is a parallelogram. Therefore, AF is parallel to EC. Mark it as statement 3. Now, in triangle DQC, F is the midpoint of DC, it is given to us, and PF is parallel to QC from statement 3, which is proved above. By converse of midpoint theorem, in triangle BQC, P is the midpoint of DQ. Therefore, DP is equal to PQ. Mark it as statement 4. E is the midpoint of AB, which is given to us in the question, and QE is parallel to AP from statement 3 proved above. Therefore, by applying converse of midpoint theorem to triangle ABP, we get Q as the midpoint of BP. Therefore, from 4 and 5, we get DP equal to PQ equal to BQ. That is, the line segments AF and EC trisect the diagonal BD. Question 6. Show that the line segments joining the midpoints of the opposite sides of a quadrilateral bisect each other. Given quadrilateral ABCD with P, Q, R and S as midpoints of AB, BC, CD and DA respectively. To prove PR and QS bisect each other, that is PO equal to OR and QO equal to OS. Construction: join PQ, QR, RS and SP and join the diagonal BD of quadrilateral ABCD. Proof. In triangle ABD, P and S are the midpoints of AB and AD respectively. Therefore, by midpoint theorem, we have PS parallel to BD and PS equal to half of BD. Mark it as statement 1. In triangle CBD, Q and R are the midpoints of CB and CD respectively. Therefore, by midpoint theorem, we have QR parallel BD and QR equal to half BD. Mark it as statement 2. From 1 and 2, we get PS parallel to QR and PS equal to QR. Since one pair of opposite sides are parallel and equal, PQRS is a parallelogram. And we know that in a parallelogram, the diagonals bisect each other. Therefore, the diagonals PR and QS of parallelogram PQRS bisect each other, that is, the line segments joining the midpoints of the opposite sides of a quadrilateral bisect each other. Question 7. ABC is a triangle right angled at C. A line through the midpoint M of hypotenuse AB and parallel to BC intersects AC at D. Show that 1. D is the midpoint of AC. 2. MD is perpendicular to AC. 3. CM is equal to MA is equal to half AB. M is the midpoint of AB. This is given to us. Therefore, AM is equal to BM is equal to half AB. Statement 1. Line through point M is parallel to BC, intersecting AC at point D. Therefore, by converse of midpoint theorem, we get D is the midpoint of AC. Statement 2. Line MD is parallel to BC. Therefore, angle MDC plus angle BCD equal to 180 degree. Co-interior angles are supplementary in the case of parallel lines. Angle MDC plus 90 degree equal to 180 degree. Therefore, angle MDC equal to 180 minus 90 equal to 90 degree. Therefore, MD is perpendicular to AC. In triangle ADM and triangle CDM, AD is equal to CD. From statement 2, DM is equal to DM, common side, and angle ADM is equal to angle CDM equal to 90 degree from statement 3. Therefore, triangle ADM is congruent to triangle CDM by SAS axiom. Therefore, AM is equal to CM CPCT, that is corresponding parts of congruent triangles. Statement 4. Therefore, from statement 1 and statement 4, we have CM is equal to MA is equal to half AB.